I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories. On this episode of The Dad Experience, we're changing things up a little bit. Adam invites his wife on, Lauren, and she sits down and talks to Adam all about the mom's experience with dad. We share things that moms just may not want to always tell their dads. Adam lets his guard down and they talk all things mom and dad. All this in our favorite segment, Three Films to Share with Our Children, on this great episode of
Dad Experience.
Welcome again to another exciting episode of The Dad Experience. So glad that you are here with us today. Super excited about today's episode. It's going to be a little bit different from what you guys have been used to in the past. You're used to hearing from fathers and just hearing about their different experiences from different walks of life. But with my daughter turning a year and a half old this month, and our new baby expected to arrive sometime in the next few weeks, or maybe she'll be here by the time that this episode airs, I thought I would bring on my wife so she can share with you kind of her side of everything that's been going on the last year and a half and what we're expecting with the next baby that's going to be here and how our lives are going to change even more in the next few weeks. So we thought we'd bring her on and let her share some of the experiences and maybe even let my guard down a little bit and let her share some things that she wishes that we would just kind of intuitively sometimes be able to do as dads, or just some things that that moms might want from the dads that would really, really help them, but sometimes they're just not always sure they want to say to the dads, because we know dads sometimes we're very, very soft and we get our egos hurt a little bit. So I'm putting my guard down to maybe share some of that and those experiences with everyone. So Lauren, this is the first. You're the first mom and female on the Dad Experience. Welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So it's been a year and a half. Eleanor is now a year and a half old. Can you believe it? It's crazy. It seems like yesterday she was like sitting in the palm of my hand. I remember some of those pictures. I remember some of those pictures where she's just so tiny. How big was she again when she was born? What, 4'11", right. So, I mean, literally I carried her like a football sometimes. It was crazy. But so thinking back a year and a half ago and what you were going into being a mom and a first-time mom, was becoming a parent or becoming a mother what you expected, or did things just drastically change from what you'd read or what you thought it was going to be?
That's kind of a loaded question. I feel like the act of becoming a parent itself was not at all what I expected. I had sort of a movie vision of becoming a mom and everything sort of happening so easily and naturally, and come to find out, you know, we needed a little bit of magic and some science and a lot of prayers to be able to finally get Eleanor in our arms, and took a heck of a lot longer than I think both of us anticipated. And once we finally had her, it was definitely an exciting and surreal experience. But again, different from what I expected, in the way that, you know, it just becomes a new reality.
Right. So take
a new normal.
Right, a new normal. So take me back, some of the things that were a little bit different. And I think that our listeners have heard a little bit about me talk about it, but maybe from a different point of view. So what was kind of that onset? What did you expect about having a child for the first time? You can go all the way back, you know, to how the whole journey began, or, you know, start where you'd like, but explain to the listeners kind of how you expected that to plan out in your head, like the movie you said.
Well, it's funny. I was just having this conversation with your mom the other day about how funny it was to kind of look back and have been so naive to what the journey into parenthood could look like. And, you know, I had these grand plans in my head that we were going to get pregnant in June or July. And then that pregnancy was going to carry us through until the following spring. And us both being teachers, we were going to be off for the summer through maternity leave, and this grand plan. And then come to find out, fast forward 3 years later, we were still on our journey to parenthood. And it wasn't at all what either one of us expected. You definitely became my nurse and doctor and handholder and confidant through a lot of that. I think it definitely brought us closer as a couple, but also gave us a unique appreciation for what parenthood would become for us.
So now let's fast forward a little bit to the birthing experience. How was that different than what you planned or what you expected?
Well, I think that Eleanor's heart condition definitely changed the scope of what that looked like for us. You know, I thought we would be delivering close to home and that we'd be in and out of the hospital pretty quickly. Come to find out, we were an hour and a half, 2 hours from home and, you know, out of our comfort zone for sure with a larger team than I would have anticipated, and things just looked different in general. And then in terms of the birthing experience, of course, like we went in again a little bit blindly and naively with this birthing plan and, you know, all of this paperwork filled out about how perfect things were going to be. And we were going to use this birthing ball and have these essential oils diffusing and the music playing in the background. And 3 days after induction, we're looking at a C-section instead. So definitely learned to roll with it and not to, I guess, to expect the unexpected.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, I'm sitting here thinking after you kind of reiterate what kind of happened to us. And yeah, I mean, we had all the best plans and those best plans didn't always pan out, but, you know, having to roll with the punches and just kind of go with it and just put the trust in the doctors or people who are using doulas or whatever. I mean, it's just something you kind of have to trust and just trust that the folks that you're with are, you're in the best hands you can be with the medical staff. So that being said, now we're here. Baby's here. Eleanor's born October 5th, 2016. So tell me about now she's here and how are you feeling as a mom? You know, you had these plans. We read all the books. We read a lot of books. You read a lot of books. You reiterated a lot of things. You reading the books, though, honestly, is part of the reason why I started this, because there wasn't a whole lot out there for dads to just kind of grasp onto. But I learned a lot from you from reading a lot of the parenting books. So you read a lot of stuff. You were a wealth of knowledge. Putting that into play, was it what you expected when Eleanor was born?
It's kind of like getting a college degree. Everything looks great on paper, and you really don't do the bulk of your learning until you are in your said field, right? So, no, it was not anything like I thought that it was going to be. It's a whole lot better than I anticipated, but, you know, a shock to your system when you bring a tiny human being home from the hospital that you didn't have a few days prior, and nothing really can prepare you for that.
Right. No, I agree. And it's, it was definitely a learning experience. I still remember the drive home.
You did good.
I know I was fine, but I'm thinking back to it and going, man, you know, I at first I was driving slow, I remember, but I think the biggest thing that scared me is it wasn't that I was driving a new, a brand new life in the car along with you who just had a C-section, but,
yeah, I was ready to kill you if you ran over any bumps.
I know, but I think it was more the fact of the distance, like you said earlier, it's like we were so far away from home and it was just like, I got to drive this distance with somebody in the car. And I know how I feel after having surgeries. And even though it was, quite a few days after, the C-section, it still was like, I always know how I feel in a car after surgery. So I think that was the biggest fear for me going into that one. But we did get home. We managed to get there in good shape. So,
well, throughout our whole journey, I think you saw a lot more of me as a person and your wife and your partner than you ever anticipated seeing or experiencing in terms of medical care. So,
yeah. I don't know, but I think that goes hand in hand. I mean, it's something that dads just expect or need to know. After talking to a lot of my friends that are dads, they, you know, whether or not it's the same situation, which a lot of times it's not, I think that from a male standpoint or a dad standpoint, I think that's just a part of, you know, naturally having a child and sharing in the parenting and birthing experience. You know, that's just kind of your role that you take as a dad. I think, I don't know if it's instinct or if it's just being there, or, you know, just wanting to be there and help in any way we can, because we can't be the ones in the spot. We couldn't switch spots, so we do everything that we can. So yeah, maybe, but I mean, I also think that any dad would do anything to help his wife or significant other along with the child through all that. So we're a year and a half in. What is like the biggest difference or thing that you didn't expect to see or to feel, you know, any of those things? What is the biggest, let's go with the biggest difference on a happy side. What is the biggest thing that you just didn't expect that just brings you so much joy with having Eleanor?
I guess it would be the little things, the day-to-day, very little, small milestones. Watching your kid use a fork, or hearing her name something brand new that you've never heard her use a term for before, or learning, you know, new vocabulary, or counting, or this week she started singing the ABCs. That sound absolutely nothing like the ABCs, but somehow we can figure out what it is. And those small little moments and milestones are so special as a parent to see. And, you know, we saw it through the eyes of our nieces, through your brother and, you know, our sister-in-law. But it's a totally different experience as a parent.
Right. So kind of the flip side of what I just asked you, what was the biggest challenge, do you think, now, looking back at this last year and a half?
The hardest part is watching your kid not feel well or go through situations that, you know, as a mom or a dad, you don't ever want to see your little human feeling uncomfortable or upset or worried or afraid or hurt. Her heart surgery obviously was the most difficult thing I think that I could have ever had to imagine as a parent. But on the flip side of that, everything turned out beautifully and made it that much sweeter. So
right. No, and to think, I mean, how quick that turnaround was, and then going a year and a half later now to see her running around or getting excited about a ball rolling down the floor or just singing her ABCs or twinkle twinkle or just repeating every word we say right now. It's she's come a long way. So I agree. I think that was, as a dad's standpoint, I think that is probably the toughest thing for me too, to see. You just always want to switch spots. You don't want that to be your child suffering, and it's tough, but we got through it. We had great support between us working together, I really feel like, and as well as our family, your parents, my parents, extended family. So we were very lucky in that sense, that the support of people around us that were parents too, that really helped us out. So now you're pregnant, ready for our second child, or maybe by the time they hear this, like I said earlier, maybe the baby will be here. But what are you thinking? Do you think it's going to be the same? Do you think it's going to be different? How are you feeling going into this one?
People always say that their children are night and day different. And I think just judging by the way that this pregnancy has gone, everything has been so different that I can only anticipate our children will be too. We were really careful and had a lot of very close monitoring with Eleanor because of her heart and other issues that were going on with the pregnancy. And I haven't had any of that experience with this one. It's been pretty by the book, and I don't want to say normal, but normal for the lack of a better term.
Average normal.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I just sort of can appreciate looking forward to the birth of our next daughter and knowing that we kind of, I don't want to say we have a do-over, but it's a chance to experience things in a different way. And I think to a large extent, Eleanor helped make that possible for us, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. So going into it with babies here, let's imagine the baby's here. What are we doing differently this time than we didn't maybe do or we learned the first time around? What do you think? Anything? I think I have like this image of, to me, if it's not broke, don't try and fix it. And I feel like we were lucky. Obviously, we're going to have to roll with the punches. That's my side of the story. But I don't think I would do anything differently. I think everything has turned out the way it should and the way normal should be for us. But I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I think Eleanor was very atypical, very easy, laid back baby. She slept easily. She ate well. Even with her health issues, everything was just felt like it came as naturally as it could with her. So I almost am preparing myself for a little bit of chaos with this one. I don't know that I would do anything differently other than just continue to, you know, reach out to friends and ask for support and lean on you and our family. We've been blessed with an incredible family who has helped us with everything under the sun with Eleanor. So I can't imagine doing anything too differently.
Yeah, I agree. So how do you think the house is going to change when baby number two comes?
You know, I don't know if it's possible to get less sleep than you do with your first one, but I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be in the forefront for us. When one wakes up, the other will wake up. I think there'll be a lot of poopy diapers in the house. Having two under two will be a challenge, and just keeping up with daily tasks and, you know, housekeeping, as well as like managing that work-life balance and finding joy outside of our familial unit. Finding ways to like maintain self-care. Those things are just going to be more difficult and fewer and farther between until we get into a rhythm.
Right. No, I agree. I think that I think there's definitely going to be some changes. I think there's going to be less time for you and I time, but I think it's going to be important that we have to figure that out. But I think it's going to be something that we're going to have to figure out and learn how to plan it in there when we can. So
we need to cut down on our Hulu shows.
Our Hulu shows, yeah. Or they're going to be late at night like they are right now. But so this is kind of your chance to, if you wanted to tell a dad one thing from a mom's standpoint that is most important or that you most need as a mom, what would you tell another father that, you know, listen when your wife needs this or try and do this? What is the one thing that you think would be most beneficial for our dads on the Dad Experience here to hear from a mom and what they would like to see from their partner?
You said to me a long time ago, I feel like a lot of women feel this way. I think that it's a pretty universal thought for women to say that they need their husbands or their spouses or partners to anticipate their needs. And you had said to me a long time ago something like, if you just write me a to-do list, I will do everything that I can to get that to-do list done. And initially, I felt like, why should I have to write you a to-do list? I don't have a to-do list that I follow and check off every single day. Nobody tells me when to do the laundry or unload the dishwasher. But I think being non-assumptive with your partner and just asking directly and explicitly for the help that you need when you need it is so much easier than feeling frustrated or resentful of your partner for not automatically picking up that slack without being asked.
No, totally. That's huge, and that's something that's important to me, that I know that I'm a list person, and there might not be all the dads out there that are list people and they just can do, but I'm a list person and I like to check things off of a list. So that's something that I appreciate when we started to plan that out, that where you needed the help. So, and then I saw quickly from your standpoint, certain things started to become easier for you because I had tasks that were coming off of your list. So, you know, and sometimes we're just not as instinctive as our other half. So, you know, like a lot of credit to all the moms out there who have carried children or and in any aspect, parents out there that have gone through any walk of life to have a child, whether it's through adoption or through IVF or through natural birth or however, which way other path you take to get there. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's not a cut and dry thing that happens. So this is a conversation that I'm hoping in the future that we can continue to have, and maybe have some other moms on there. Maybe we'll bring on our co-host and kind of get their experience. So we're going to take a short break, but we're going to, like we do every episode, ask Lauren about the three movies that she's most excited to share with I guess, our children. So we've heard mine. Mine might change a little bit here in the future, but I'd like to hear her side and the three films she'd like to share. But before we go on that break, I'd like to remind everybody that Dad Experience is a part of the Parents on Demand Network. You can get the Parents on Demand Network app. Our podcast, along with many, many other parenting podcasts, are on there, not just for dads. There's all kinds on there, from birthing to parents that are in the bulk of it, education, all kinds of great things. So check out the Parents on Demand Network app. You can get that on the iTunes Store. You can get it on the Google Play Store. And as always, if you get the minute, please rate, review, subscribe to the Dad Experience. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, or any other podcast directory that you may choose to use. So we're going to take that short break, and then when we return, we're going to find out about those three movies. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. As we said before the break, we'd come back and talk to Lauren about the three movies that she's most excited to share with our children. So, Lauren, what are those three movies? What's your first one?
I think the first one would have to be The Labyrinth. I'm a big David Bowie fan. And the second one probably would be Elf, because it's my favorite Christmas movie, and I find it to be super hilarious. And I do have to say that I have, like, a guilty pleasure for Will Ferrell. I think he's hysterical. And then probably Mary Poppins. I feel like we're always listening to the music in the house, and that penguin scene just gets me every single time. Love it. So that'd be a good one to watch with the kids.
Right, and the good thing about that is there's going to be another one based on another one of the Mary Poppins stories. So there'll be longevity there, and maybe it'll continue. Who knows how it'll go, but maybe it'll continue to be a big franchise. But yeah, I agree. That's one that I don't know that I didn't, I don't think I picked that one, but I think that is one at the top of my list that even still yet, I don't think we've played that one yet in this house. We'll play things that are more kid-friendly, even though Eleanor may not be watching it, but if we have something on the TV, and that one hasn't been up there yet. And I think on my side of things, it's because I want her to watch that one, and I want to watch it with her and not be, had already seen it when she's right. ready to watch it. So I think that's a great choice.
We pretty much live in the land of Elmo and
yeah,
I'm Curious George.
Yeah, I think on the Instagram page, I posted all those Elmo dolls one time. So yeah, those are great things. I think I'm going to add one and change one of mine. I just recently saw Ready Player One. Actually, I saw it for the second time. My amazing wife, and I'm not saying that because she's just across from me, let me go see it a second time. And I actually got to go on my own, which was quite weird. I've never gone to a movie on my own, but today I went and saw it on a second time, and I just love it. I think it incorporated a lot of things that I'm a big fan of as a child, and I can't wait to share that one with Eleanor and our soon-to-be her daughter. I think that's going to be a cool one to be able to talk about and see different examples of things that I grew up with or Lauren grew up with. So I think those are some awesome movies, and I'm excited to share all of those. And I think all your movies were different than mine.
I'm pretty sure they were.
I think they were. Well, Mary Poppins is on there, but I didn't say it initially. But I think, yeah, they were all different. I'd have to go back and listen. I can't remember exactly, but I'm almost positive. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for being here and joining us on the Dad Experience. Hopefully it wasn't too painful for you. We really appreciate you coming by and sharing with us.
I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks. And as we said at the top of the show, you can find us on the Parents on Demand Network app. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and many other podcast databases. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram. You can find us at The Dad Experience or The Dad Experience Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at DadExpPodcast. as well as email us, and all those great links and whatnot are going to be in the show notes. So if you have a show idea, or if you're a mom or somebody out there that may not be our typical guest, like a dad, please reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the show. We always like having a fresh look and a different take on what we've been doing here. So as always, thank you so much for being here with us on The Dad Experience. We really appreciate it. If you get that chance, please rate, like, review our podcast, and subscribe. We really appreciate it, and it really helps us out. So thank you so much for being here, and until next time, thanks for participating and listening to The Dad Experience.
The Dad Experience.